Manamana do 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 do. Manamana do 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 do. Manamana do 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 do. Manamana do 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 do. Manamana do 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 do. Manamana do 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 do.
Muppets.
Yeah? And you'll never have another boss like me, someone who's basically a chilled out entertainer.
That's mental. Come off it. What am I doing in there with a dildo?
But will you piss off and leave me alone? I'm walking to John O'Groats with some spastics.
Bunts. I don't agree with that in the workplace.
All right then, how are we doing?
I'm good.
Yeah, we've been away for a little bit, haven't we? Back by popular demand.
Fact.
Overwhelming popular demand, if you ask me, Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah. What, how you been? What's been going on?
Not a lot really. I mean, the fame's obviously been a bit tough.
How are you dealing with that?
I'm wearing a lot of sunglasses these days.
Yeah, me too. Do you know what? I can't walk. I can't even pop into Aldi anymore.
Oh.
I mean, not that I shop there anymore now, obviously. The bunts that we're earning from this thing.
Don't associate with scum.
Oh, no, he's dropped scum already. What were you, like 30 seconds in?
That's Aldi gone.
Yeah, cancel that sponsorship. Oh, dear. But we do need to say thanks, don't we? I think really for Series 1, for bearing with us. If you're still listening now, then what's wrong with you? but in all honesty, the listenership's been great. The interaction on Twitter has been fantastic. We couldn't have asked for more when we dreamt up the idea of talking to ourselves and recording it. Massive thanks to everyone for that. I think we wanted to do a few shout outs along the way. To go straight on to them or what's the vibe?
What's the vibe in the second half?
Yeah, what's the vibe in the second series?
Ooh. Ooh. since the special, we've had a fair bit of interaction on Twitter and through our DMs and emails and all
sliding
sorts.
Sliding into DMs.
It's been ridiculous. It's like a slip and slide. we've had Liam Fitzpatrick. He's one that deserves a massive shout out. You might have seen him if you're following us on Twitter. He runs the Twitter account at Shit Office Doodles. And he's actually drawn a picture of us with our special guest James from the end of Series 1 during the training scene with James taking the wheel with Freeloft Freeway.
That was decent. He won't mind us saying they were shit.
Yeah,
they're supposed to be
terrible. he's promised a few more of those, and genuinely they are appreciated. They are great.
Yeah, we really love them. That made my day seeing that, Liam, so thanks.
Nice,
thanks
one
for
mate
that. Top work.
I mean, one of the things that has really caught my eye during the break was
the break.
That's what it is.
It's proper, isn't it?
At Danny Drury, and he mentioned when talking about his colleagues, he said that he works in an accountancy practice where no one else fits the classic accountant mould apart from this one guy. Every time he opens his monotonous voice, we call him a nonce. His name is Michael, but he's known as Nigel now to all.
Nancy Nigel.
Nancy Nigel. he said he's got the charisma of Big Keith, plays badminton, and even coaches kids.
Oh, badminton. So,
I'd like to see the shorts he wears during badminton. That says a lot about a person.
I'm glad he said coaches kids.
Yeah. If he wears short shorts during badminton, check that man's hard drive.
Have you ever played badminton?
Only at school. Yeah. Shit, isn't it?
It's a bit weird because you want to smash it really hard, but it doesn't really go anywhere. It just floats. It's
fucking rubbish.
Yeah.
Worst game ever.
Badminton's for nonces.
Fact. Apparently. We've also had a good amount of feedback from the special, especially from the questions.
Yes.
The question that was remarked on the most was the which animal would you duct tape to a lamppost?
Yeah, that got a good reaction.
And
interesting how many people were well up for it.
Yeah.
Well, no one questioned it.
People are weird, aren't they?
No animal rights. People got in touch. So, yeah. Think about it.
We've had I had about three responses, people saying giraffe.
It's just do the neck.
Yeah, it's a fair shout. I did question. I said, are you sure you're going to be able to do that?
I don't know if we stipulated loud enough, but it can't just be tethered to a lamppost. It has to be off the ground.
The rationale was that the closer you get to them, they can't get you with their neck. Because I did mention that they're quite swingy with their neck.
Yeah, have you seen them when they fight? Yeah, they'll fuck you up.
But they said they'd get really close, tie the legs together, and then just lift it onto the lamppost.
Just lift it. Yeah. Massive fucking giraffe.
It's hypothetical, I suppose.
Yeah, well, I know. It's good that people are thinking about it. And we're getting some weird people talking about putting giraffes in weird situations.
That's what we do.
That's what we're about. It's our thing.
The main thing, I suppose, was as a big thing for us was breaking the iTunes top 20 for TV and film, which might not sound a lot, but for two divs,
well, steady.
for two divs, making a podcast just on our own, you know, we didn't think we'd get to even that. So, yeah, nice one.
Is this like an awards ceremony?
Ceremony.
That's why we didn't get further than top 20. But yeah, it seems like you're a little acceptance speech there. But we couldn't do it without the fans. Can we call them fans?
Nah.
It still seems a bit cringe. People have
accidentally clicked.
I reckon our fans, if they are fans, are kind of, I'm not even sure they can work an iPod. They just sort of stumble into iTunes and it's just noise, isn't it, to keep them from
screaming. The voices in their head.
Yeah, that's the kind of listenership that we're attracting, I think. But we love you. But we love you all. It's all numbers, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's all ratings. Well, now we've completely alienated all of our listenership. If anyone's still out there, what's coming up in series two, Steve?
It's going to be more of the same. We're going to go through episode by episode. There's, of course, going to be quizzes. We've got features. We've got a couple of new ones for you. We've got I Don't Agree With That in the Workplace.
Looking forward to that.
We want to hear the things in the office that you don't agree with, which is fair enough.
Yep.
We've also got one that we're excited about called Kneel of Fortune. More about that later.
If anyone's wondering whether we think of the title and then worry about the feature afterwards, you'd be right.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you've got any other good puns on features from The Office, then send them in. We'll make it into something worthwhile.
Yeah, we'll make it work. You give us the pun, we'll make it work.
Crack him. So
we've also got hopefully a couple of guests. We've got one special guest that's already agreed to come on. And we're always looking for a few more. We've got a couple of others in the pipeline.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get some people who can talk properly and have some good insight for you, so you don't have to listen to us through it.
We'll try and get some sensible people to at least give you a respite from the bollocks that we're talking half the time.
Well, I think we've sold them into it, so shall we crack on with series two?
Okay, so in season two, I think what we're going to do is, beginning of each episode, we're going to give you the synopsis as it's on IMDb. 2 weeks after the announcement that Slough has been saved from the chop, it's merger day, and six new employees arrive from Swindon along with Neil, David's dynamic new boss. New girl Rachel immediately catches the interest of Tim and Gareth.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Mm-hmm. That's a nice sum up. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we go into the episode. Obviously, we've got the Muppets intro.
That's good fun.
There's that little bit of trivia that Gervais obviously went on to star in the Muppets movie after this.
Yeah.
All linked.
He did quite a lot, didn't he, with the Muppets, with that stuff with Elmo.
Yeah. Or Katy Perry with Elmo.
Ooh.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Decent. Yeah. Sexist.
Which I hate. It's been International Women's Day, wasn't it, recently?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Shout out to all the women.
Get your bras off.
Burn your brows.
Get out. So the episode opens with Tim talking about basically his new direction in life. He's decided he's not going to go to university now, or at least he's going to hold off. He's not going to go just now. It's time to grow up.
Yeah, we spoke about Brent sort of pulling him in, didn't he, for that kind of one-to-one, trying to get it out of him. Why do you want to leave? Arm around the shoulder chat. And it didn't appear to go very well, but something's happened somewhere, and he's got him.
He's slung him an extra bit of bunts.
500 quid a year.
Yeah, giving him a new title.
500 quid. What was that breakdown? That's like, peanuts a month. Yeah, I don't even want to do maths.
Take off the tax and...
Yeah, he ain't seeing that.
Nah.
But, you know, it's about responsibility. He's 30.
Yeah.
Time to grow up.
Time to grow up.
Gareth Keenan. Who's that? Oggy, 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 oink, oink, oink. Oggy, 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 oink, oink, oink. Oggy, oggy. Oggy, 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 oink, oink, oink. Yeah, see you later.
Let me see all that come out again when he's talking to Gareth, and he starts, and there's the discussion about him being over him and, you know, telling him to keep the pig impersonations down after chatting with Oggy.
Yeah, from someone who was sort of all for the pranks and kind of basically just winding Gareth up constantly last time, he's turned over a new leaf a little bit now. He seems well up for it. He's on the phone talking all serious, actually selling.
He's a hard ass, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's saying, we'll take this as a lesson. No, 3 o'clock, please.
It's good.
You know, he's strong.
You know, I can say as from a sales point of view, a strong sales technique that is. You know, don't give him an inch.
Fair enough.
Don't give him anything.
But yeah, then we'd see the whole team leader debate come out again.
Yeah, we spoke about it before. Yeah,
we've mentioned before, team leader means fuck all.
It's like giving the div kid milk monitor.
Excuse me, it means I'm leader of a team.
No, it doesn't. It's a title someone's given you to get you to do something they don't want to do for free, right? It's like making the div kid at school milk monitor. No one respects it.
I think they do.
No, they don't, Gareth.
Yes, they do, because if people were rude to me, then I used to give them their milk last. So it was warm.
Yeah, it's a perfect analogy, to be fair. And it's great to see that Gareth sort of affirms that with his...
the fact he was the div kid.
The fact he is the div kid.
Yeah, I couldn't have guessed it. Do you remember having any duties at school? Like that? Hall monitor? That's the American sort of thing, isn't it?
I was I was a prefect. But
hello.
The thing with our school, everyone was a prefect. Unless you were like...
What is a prefect? I didn't really go to schools that did that. What does prefect mean? Is that posh school stuff?
No, it's. I think it's like when you're year 11, it's supposed to be made to look up to these kids, these prefects, and be like, oh, they're good kids. But
is it supposed to sound like perfect?
No, I don't think so.
Like prefects are perfect, is
that?
No,
I think...
Is it?
Overthinking that way too much.
I've never really got the word prefect. It's sort of like you got it wrong. I don't know.
Maybe that it's, but it's sure. Supposed to be perfect, but mine's spelt wrong.
You got the badge wrong and everything.
Yeah.
Perfect.
No, I don't think I ever necessarily signed up for that sort of thing. I was too cool. We see David coming out with his Inside Paper magazine.
Yeah.
The old...
like it.
Oh, no. Oh, how embarrassing. No. Oh, I have to get rid of that. To throw that away.
You see his head pop round the door first.
Yeah,
just check someone's there, and then bang, yeah, he's out.
Yeah, it's not the first time we see it. We see it later on in the episode as well.
Oh, is that any way?
So we have you ever had or ever experienced a humble brag yourself? Referencing another podcast there, but
I don't think I have really. You know, I'm pretty modest. Not really one to.
I'm probably the most modest.
Good, like it. Not really one to blow the own trumpet.
It's real LinkedIn fodder, isn't it?
LinkedIn is definitely for the humble brag. So I've just given 500 quid, but don't worry about it, or something like that.
Not
it.
No, I had one, not for me, but one popped up on my Facebook previously, and it was a picture of a Range Rover steering wheel
yes.
With a parking notice put on it.
Exactly.
With fucking hell. I can't believe I got another ticket. Oh, what a start to the week. Yeah, it must be terrible, mate.
Yeah, it's always the ones where, like, late again, picture of the Rolex.
Yeah.
Sure. All right, mate. Yeah, okay. Fuck off then.
Yeah.
I wanted to create a few years ago an account on Facebook called the Facebook Police. Just an anonymous account, and just go around commenting on people, like, you know, when they go like, ooh, just there's attention or such a bad day, and then you get some fucking idiot that comments, oh, UK hun,
DM
me. Just wanted to just go Facebook, please comment, you're a cunt, just anonymous.
Ooh. You're hard.
You're hard.
It's fair. I'm glad you didn't.
Yeah, it was too much effort in the end, and I thought, do you know what? Do I really care about what people I don't know are doing?
Some virgin would have done that.
Yeah.
There'll be someone out there.
I still harbour, you know, those days where I just want to do that, but I'm 30 now. Time to grow up.
Time to grow up.
Oh, no. Going through some old stuff. Found that, remember that? Inside Paper. It's the trade magazine for the paper industry. My ugly mug on the front. Oh, no. Embarrassing.
All right. It's one of those you think with David, he comes out with his little humble brag. Do you think that's sort of feeling a little bit of intimidation, knowing that today's the day of the merger, someone's going to come in that's effectively his boss, and he feels like he needs that as a kind of a weapon to say, I am successful, you know, I'm not a complete fuck up.
Yeah, I think people often, you see that quite a lot, they are searching for that recognition, aren't they? They want to be told, you're a good boss, you're a good guy. I had it with a football coach once. He used to just crave the recognition. He played at a decent level, played in the Premier League. And he always used to, in training with us, we were just kids, and he would just constantly talk about it, just craving someone to go, oh, yeah, you were brilliant. But we never gave it him.
Fair enough.
Just because we knew that's what he was looking for. But there's a lot of people like that out there. I think, yeah, they just need that arm around the shoulder, isn't it? Just to be told you're good.
I wonder if that happens a fair bit here, to be fair, because with David, he seems like he's exactly that type of person that needs that recognition and that sort of backing up.
Definitely, and it's enhancing it when the camera's on him, because he needs to show that to the world. It's his opportunity.
Yeah,
and even though he probably might look a little bit stupid by sort of setting up these bump into, oh yeah, you've seen me with my picture in the paper. He's got to do it. It's more important to him.
Well, I think it's one that if you were to cut a lot of the stuff out like that, he'd probably come across looking quite good. If he didn't have that bit where he looked around the corner, it look natural.
We said it before, haven't we? The edit stitched him up.
Let's edit the whole series back and make Brent look like a legend.
Well, we've done it all right, making this podcast sound kind of half decent and audible. So if we can edit this, we can edit anything.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, fucking hell. We can make this listenable, then fuck Oscars next year. Christ. We see another example after of Tim is being a changed man. When you see Lee and Dawn behind the counter and he's all, oh, don't get caught behind there today, mate.
Yeah, you like
know,
it.
Top brass and milling about.
It's good.
It really has changed. I mean, it's...
Is Tim on that path to Brent now? To be Brent?
It seems that way. He's certainly going about it the right way, isn't he?
You could be sat in my seat.
Mm. Well, it's technically it's my next. Seat.
Right, yeah. they're all your seats.
But yeah, he's going about it the right way. If that's what he wants to do, he's making moves.
Absolutely.
But it goes to show that he's kind of almost, if you were to not know about what goes on later on, you think, oh, he's definitely over Dawn. There's no kind of attraction there. He's letting it go.
Yeah, he's kind of, do you reckon he's sort of, you know, when if you get knocked back and you sort of play it cool for a bit and then you think, actually, I'm going to show that I don't actually like you anymore.
Yeah.
And just be double down on the fact that, well, yeah, don't care. So got nothing to lose. Might as well be a prick to you.
It definitely seems that way. It's sort of he's friendly enough and he does apologise, but it doesn't necessarily sound too sincere. I don't think he overly cares.
Nah.
He's caring more about his profession and his job at the minute.
It's all about the job, isn't it? That extra 500 quid a year.
I was surprised about that when he says, Lee, you better shoot off. Surprised that he goes so easily, because the way they've acted previously before, you'd expect him to just say, fuck off.
Yeah, okay,
don't tell me what to do. You're not above me.
Yeah, you're not my team leader. Yeah, fair point. But yeah, maybe it's the suit, maybe it's the persona. They say, don't you? You can do anything with confidence. Just got out like you own it. He bummed over there and said, right, get out.
Dawn, someone's coming to collect that later. So if you could, Lee, I wouldn't get caught behind there today, mate, because there's new people coming in and top brass are milling about. So if you should.
Yeah,
I'm going anyway, mate.
All right.
See you. Bye. So we get introduced to Neil.
Here he is. Big Neil Godwin.
Brent meets his new boss.
It's all go.
This is David. This is Neil.
Neil Godwin.
Right.
Yeah. Neil is Jennifer's replacement. He's sort of overseeing...
I'm David's boss.
Just a tiny... A little bit above me, and that's only because...
UK manager. I was sort of David's equivalent in Swindon and doing the same kind of job as him. Obviously, my branch closed, and now my staff are coming here. Well, so I'm essentially David's boss.
Is he his boss?
Well, he says twice.
Yeah, he's pretty clear, isn't he?
Yeah,
I'm David's boss.
I think that thing instantly... makes me dislike him. Yeah. He seems like a bit of a knobhead.
Do you think Neil could be the new Malcolm?
Very possibly.
Yeah.
To be fair, I think later on you find Neil's actually an all right guy, but he's a bit of a cunt to Brent, isn't he?
I think you're right though. I think he's quite quick to try and establish that sort of, you know, the levels. It's all about levels, mate. On your boss.
It depends what type of, if he wants to be that kind of authoritarian type boss, but
well, yeah.
I mean, you don't generally get that though, do you? If you generally in everyday office life, you meet a new boss or someone that's above you, they just try and be polite and, oh, you're right, and try and be one of us.
Yeah, I guess. Well, I think Neil probably is that, but he seems like he's not ever going to cross the line. He's always going to be the boss. Mm. Like, whereas Brent's quite happy to be your mate as well.
I suppose we also
and probably get, your mate rather than your boss.
We also get the bit of info that they have met before. So maybe he's seen Brent, and obviously Brent being a little bit drunk.
I was a little bit drunk.
You know, he's perhaps he knows what he's like.
Yeah, he knows what he's in for, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Good to meet you, though.
We have met before.
Have we?
Yeah, Ipswich conference.
Oh, God.
I was a little bit drunk.
Most of the week, as I remember.
Doesn't sound like me, does it?
Maybe that we can give him a little bit of a pass.
Would you be giving it the big one like that, though, if you actually lost the vote or the board?
That's a great point.
He only got it because of the medical, didn't he?
He got it by default, didn't he?
So if I was Brent, I'd be like, well... You know,
yeah, to be fair, I'd keep that over him.
Well, they did vote for me. Yeah. But carry on anyway.
What's the time? 5-2?
Hey. Like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'd...
Oh, it's in the news. It's been a landslide.
Yeah, I'd definitely keep that. Every time he made some kind of comment, I'd definitely keep that in my back pocket.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, they voted for me, bruv.
Absolutely.
So they have this sort of fairly awkward handshake and introduction. Takes him into his boudoir.
Come into my boudoir.
After seeing Monkey.
Monkey.
Just an example of the laughs they have there.
That's decent. That seems so long ago now, Monkey.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Back when Johnny Vegas was fat.
Johnny Vegas. God rest his soul. He's not dead.
Not dead, is he?
No, I don't know.
He looks awful these days, though.
I've not seen him for ages do anything. That mystery murder tour thing that was on Dave over Christmas.
Oh, I've no idea what you're talking about.
He's
one of those people who looks better fat. He looks healthier when he's got
Jolly.
A bit of timber on him.
Yeah.
But
Johnny, if you're listening, mate.
Get on the pies.
Yeah, pop some weight on, will you? Come on.
I'd be here about Brent mentioning his little talking head about the 20-25% turnover of staff they've had. He's had to let his PA go.
Yeah, sure. That was sad.
Yeah, he's after headbutting her. But it turns out Dawn can do most of it anyway, so
yeah.
he's fine. He's rolled with the punch.
Love it.
They go into the boudoir, and that's when we see the second
clang of the inside paper.
Yeah.
Move that. Yeah. Oh, God. Look at that. Stupid. Get UK Manager of the Month inside paper and pull a daft face. Typical.
You look quite young there.
Yeah. Photogenic, sort of natural.
And it's 18 months old.
Yeah.
When David shows him his inside paper front cover, you see Neil say, quite old, 18 months ago.
Yeah, you look quite young there.
Yeah.
I think that's just a way of getting one over him, isn't it? Again.
You reckon?
Authority just saying, well, that's ages ago, mate. You look young because you don't look young anymore. I think that's what he means.
It's all relative, though, isn't it? It might be
what
long.
Age?
I mean, what I mean is 18 months is a long time if you're in a Turkish prison, but it's not a long time if you're looking for a sexual partner.
pedo gags. All right, Steve, before those Swindon slugs get here, shall we pop into the staff room?
Let's do it.
Well, I have been running around the staff room this week with a little song that goes a little bit like, Ollie's at the wheel. I was absolutely buzzing.
You don't know about football.
I know a lot about football. You're not a comedian.
Yeah, decent what result. Game? What decent game? Result for you, lads, to be fair.
Absolutely. I was buzzing with that. I did call it earlier in the day. Said 3-1.
You did. I thought you were fucking crackers.
I didn't think it would happen, but I thought, I'm just going to say it, because if it happens, then I'll be like, yes, I said that it would happen. But I don't know, there's something about it, something about United at the moment that we can go. And there's just nothing better than rubbing it in that big nose prick Di Maria's face.
You just, I don't know, you're just lucky, aren't you? Horseshoes up your arse or something. Madness.
Oh, it's just brilliant.
If Spurs would have lost on Tuesday, I'd have been annoyed, but seeing as we were dishing out wallops, I'm more than happy for you to crack on.
Yeah, to be fair, everyone was saying, I think there was a poll on TalkSport, will Spurs qualify?
Oh, fucking shock.
And there were still people saying that Spurs might not qualify, but, I mean, you're 3-0 up. What could go wrong?
You weren't a true Spurs fan if you didn't think in the back of your mind, yeah, we're more than capable of fucking this up. But at the same time, decent. I'll take that.
Yeah.
Beat Dortmund 4 times in a row now.
That's it.
It's not bad, is it?
Yeah, not bad at all. I mean, it means absolutely nothing, but sure. If you beat them in a final, that might mean something.
Oh, hello.
Ooh.
Here we go.
Here we are.
Yeah, well, I can't complain. I'm a happy man this week. Stop the rot.
Are you one of those English fans that supports other English teams in Europe?
No, not really.
Nor me.
No,
I don't get that.
No, either your team or not, I couldn't give a fuck. I'd prefer a foreign team to win it, because say, for example, Barcelona win the Champions League, I haven't got a deal on a day-to-day basis of some Chelsea fan saying, we won Champions League.
Agreed.
You know.
Totally agree.
I'd rather just forget it ever happened and get on with the next season.
Yeah, that's bang on. All those fans that say, oh yeah, we support all our English teams. No, don't do it. It's just not right.
That's the point I want to mention, and this must be fairly common, which is horrendous. But for the listeners that like football, is there anyone in your office that if you say to them, who do you support, and they say
England,
I don't really support a team. I just like football.
No.
Pick a team when you're young and stick with it. Otherwise, it doesn't count.
I've got a mate, or I grew up in the same street as a mate who stuck a pin in a paper and pulled out Sheffield Wednesday.
Oh, chin up!
And that was his team, and he still supports
him.
Well.
Fair play to him.
It's brilliant.
I admire him for that. Yeah. I genuinely do.
He used to go around with his Sheffield Wednesday. Was it Sanderson, the sponsor, years and years ago? He used to have that
legend.
Fair
play to him. Because that's part of being a football fan. I mean, as a Spurs fan, I've felt it more acutely than a lot of people. But the heartbreak's what makes it. The heartbreak is what makes the good times even better.
Wouldn't know what you're on about, mate.
Yeah, exactly.
We just win trophy after trophy. Ollie!
What else have you been up to this week?
Not masses, really. We've had a little bit of time off, haven't we? So I just popped over to my pad in the continent just recuperated. I didn't. That's not true.
You watching the MJ documentary?
I haven't seen it yet. I've had it all ready, sort of. I've followed it all kind of on social media and stuff, but I've not actually had time to sit down and watch it.
The wife sat it on while I've been kind of watching other stuff. But you know, when you're watching something and someone else has got something else on, you know, you might be on your phone or whatever, but someone's got another program on, and every now and then you kind of lift your head up and you think, oh, okay. It's a bit like the same way I am when the missus watches Love Island.
Yeah.
And a bit like that, but for different reasons.
Yeah.
I was reading something, and then I just heard, and then he asked me to lay on the bed on all fours and he was looking at my anus. I thought, hello.
That would make you just pop your head up.
Yeah. Okay, what's going on here?
And there's still people like defending it though.
I don't know, it's tough.
Is it going to be turned into one of those whodunits, do you think? Well, we know whodunit, don't we?
Yeah, I mean, it is a shame. I love his music. I think he's one of the best performers ever. And how can you not toe-tap to Billie Jean or beat it?
Yeah.
You know, but it's ruined now. Because
I'm bad. Bad. Yeah, you are bad, mate.
Really bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a real shame. But at the same time, he's a monster. So he's worse than Savile. He's worse than Gary Glitter. He's worse than all of these.
Is there a tier to paedophilia? Or is it all just all really bad?
I don't know, but he's in the Champions League of nonces.
Good segue there between the football and MJ.
He's got to be up there, surely. You know.
Maybe that's something we could do.
Maybe not the scale. Who's
the best nonce? Answers on a postcard.
Who's your favourite nonce?
I think my favourite nonce is Nancy Nigel.
Nancy Nigel. Yeah, I've got to get back to work.
Let's get back to work. Great.
That's what we've dropped to.
It's getting worse. Stay tuned.
That's worse than the last one.
Stop! Move away from the cookie jar. Stop! Move away from the cookie jar.
So Gareth's back with his annoyances.
Yeah,
he's just find new ways every episode.
It's sort of like that guy that finds, you know, someone will give him that sort of toy. And it's like, oh, I need to take that in, show everyone.
Mm.
Or I need that on my desk. I need a thing.
He was like that with the shredder, wasn't he?
Yeah.
You know, it's something noisy and just...
noisy.
Something that's just going to irritate people.
Yeah.
It's a bit like, I mean, our listener Danny, who mentioned about Nancy Nigel.
Nancy Nigel.
You know, there's just always that one guy at work who's going to get on your tits.
I'd like Nancy Nigel to get in touch. I feel like we could do a little Adventures of Nancy Nigel. See what he's been up to.
It could be a response.
Danny, sort us out. Get Nancy Nigel.
Yeah, we want more stories about Nancy Nigel.
Yeah. Obviously, you know, keep him clean.
Yeah. If it turns out he is a real nonce, then...
Nah, we're not into that.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Yeah, disclaimer.
We see Gareth also suggests a joke. David says he's about to make his introduction. He's going to have a bit of a gig. Yeah. You know.
It's not racist.
Out comes Camilla with her gags.
It's a good joke, actually. Quite like that one.
It's not bad.
All right, it's Christmas dinner. Royal family having a Christmas dinner. Camilla Parker Bowles goes, okay, we'll play 20 questions. I'll think of something. You have to ask me questions. Guess what it is. So what she's thinking is a black man's cock.
Oh, right. Trust Camilla. Not racist, is it?
Because... No. So Prince Philip goes, is it big in the bread bin?
Mm.
She goes, yeah. Prince Charles goes, is it something I can put in my mouth? She goes, yeah. Queen goes, is it a black man's cock?
But, you know, can you say that sort of thing in an office? Back then, probably could.
Yeah.
Get away with it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not really racist, is it?
Well,
you are enforcing the stereotype.
I'm just saying, I shouldn't be ashamed of them.
I've got a magazine I can show you.
Yeah, the first time that you meet a group of people, regardless of whether that ethnicity finds it offensive or not, it's probably a dodgy ground to go with.
At least, keep it PC. Yeah. Keep it, you know.
Keep to the Morecambe and Wise stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Stick to a bit of Harry Enfield. Harmless. Ooh. Harry Enfield.
Is it? Oh, Harry, I don't know if he was harmless.
Only me. Yeah.
That's got me a little bit.
Yeah, that's far less offensive than a black man's cock.
True.
I could just say cock. Don't mention the colour.
Don't mention the colour. There we go then. Introductions. They're here.
They finally meet the Swindon lot.
The merger is happening.
It's official now.
It's always a bit awkward when you have those kind of like office lunches with introductions and small talk, and it's just I can't be bothered.
I'm at that point now where my organisation is actually merging with three others.
Oh.
So we're having a lot of meetings, a lot of discussions, and I have to have a lot of correspondence with people from various sites, and there is, although we are going to be one organisation, there is always that kind of them and us. And
yeah, it's got to be, isn't it?
Aren't that lot a little bit weird
when
they're like based a mile away?
Is there any, you might not want to say, any locations that you can't talk about?
I'm not mentioning any locations.
Let's say Swindon.
Yeah.
Or do you go like, oh, they're Swindon slugs?
Yeah.
Or Swindon
slugs? No personalities.
Yeah.
It is weird. You know, you're suddenly thrust together, and it's like getting sort of put in a whole new school class or something. it's weird.
Sometimes the small talk, we all do it. We all hate it. There must be a better way. Just a standard, where do you have to travel from? How long does it take you to get in?
About badges.
Yeah. Badges.
Badges. You have to put on three things that you want to talk about, three things you don't. You can just approach someone. On your badge, football. Oh, I'll talk to you about football.
Yeah.
You know.
Generally, that's how guys end up, isn't it? You kind of suss out in the first 5 or 10 seconds, like, are you a football fan or not? And then if they are, I'll stay and talk to you about football. And if you're not, then I'll probably leave.
What if someone wants to talk to you about badminton?
I'll be like, oh yeah, what racket you got? Yeah. Or bat? Is it bat? What's your bat like?
What's your badminton cue?
We should play doubles sometimes. It's like that drink. Seriously, we're going for that drink.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not.
We're never
going
for that drink.
No, absolutely not. But they have to do it, I guess. It's the only way to do it, isn't it? No one likes it, but let's all have a little glass of white wine and try and get to know
each other. Wine in the office? That seems a bit strange for me. I think, I don't know if it's just the places I've worked, have always been a bit too professional.
I think it depends on your
industry.
One, your industry, your level of responsibility, I guess. Healthcare for you. You can't really have a beer on a Friday. We often have beer on a Friday, champagne on a Wednesday, sherry on Monday, gin on Thursday.
Craig David.
Yeah. Different drinks for different days. I like it. I think it's there's just that sort of loosener, especially in sales.
Oh, of course.
I have a couple of beers on a Friday afternoon, you start sending a few emails, making a few calls.
Ending a few marriages. we get this sort of the vibe here with Brent thinking that he sees just this introduction to the Swindon lot as some kind of gig. You know, he's
new crowd for him to impress.
He's saying to Neil, you know, you warm up and then just bring me on and enjoy the show. You know, it's all a little bit awkward.
Right, you're going to say a few words, aren't you?
Just a few, nothing much.
Don't be nervous. Just keep it short and bring me on. Enjoy the show.
Okay.
It probably gets a little bit more awkward, the fact that Neil absolutely blows him out of the water.
Neil smashes it, doesn't he?
He gets him onside straight away, doesn't he?
Yeah.
You know, he's got his gags about Beirut. He's all over it. Fast cars, fancy women.
Yeah.
So if you move to Slough.
I think Neil does well.
Yeah, it's solid.
I was engaged. I was giggling along a little bit. I think, you know.
It's solid.
It's not offensive.
Yeah, solid manager banter, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
It's edgy but safe at the same time,
and the laughs aren't like belly laughs, are they? They're just sort of like
they're not the silence that Brent gets for trying too hard.
For those of you that don't know me, my name's Neil Godwin.
Hello, Neil.
Hello. For those of you that do know me, keep stum. I'm a man of simple pleasures. I don't need lovely houses, beautiful girls and classy restaurants, so it's a good job I moved to Slough.
Yeah, it's awkward when you have to explain them.
It's never good. And you've got introduction of Eric Hitchmo.
Hitchmo.
Classic character that we never actually see. But
the Hitchmo's great. I think it could be one of my favourite characters without ever being on screen. There must be a few of those. The ones that never appear, but are your favourites.
Going on about his wanking claw.
I prefer the stuff you do about his wanking claw.
Well, that's when he drops right down to scraping the barrel. All of his grade A stuff hasn't gone. His paper shop joke.
Yeah. Hey, the paper shop joke is good.
No, it's crap.
That is gold.
Yeah, there must be something wrong with the crowd.
Yeah, I agree. Neil didn't warm up. But
sometimes an amateur will step a professional.
It's the impressions, I think.
Yeah,
that's brilliant. I quite like it. I don't know Eric Hitchmo. I wasn't at the Coventry conference, but I liked his impression of him. Yeah, I think it's good.
Regardless of what he sounds like, it's a decent character. If nothing else.
And we're gonna try and steal a feature out of it, aren't we?
Yeah, we've got that coming up.
Yeah.
Right, so for our new feature for series two, I don't agree with that in the workplace. Ooh. What we want to hear is things that happen in your office that.
You don't agree with.
But basically, things.
It's difficult. It's difficult to follow.
Yeah, things that really piss you off in the office. Basically, things that people do that really grind your gears, really piss you off.
I don't agree with that in the workplace.
Okay, so I think basically to kind of kick this off is one thing that I don't agree with is people in sports gear, or specifically lycra, cyclists.
Yeah.
Coming into a professional environment, and if someone ever came in wearing lycra while I was there in an immaculate suit, I wouldn't be very happy.
It's a strange one. It
happens every now and then. And
why?
I don't need to see some fella with his todge, you know.
Todge.
It's unnecessary.
I understand that people cycle to work. You might run, you might even walk, run, etc. You might want something comfortable to wear and then get changed. But are people actually turning up in that as a kind of work wear?
Not for the day, I wouldn't have thought.
I don't know.
That's never been my... I've never seen that personally. I think I'll have to take the day off.
Still kicking about in your lycra at lunchtime, then...
Yeah, there's an issue. You're a pervert. You're on a list somewhere. This whole concept was picked up by Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant when they'd written The Office, because we've got the outtake of Gareth,
yeah, good point,
coming into the office in his cycling gear, and then when David Brent comes out, he doesn't know where to look.
We find out a little bit more about Gareth.
I think the thing I found interesting from that is I missed it the first time. You look at Tim. He's looking straight at it.
Tim's eyeballing it.
And he's got the ruler, and it always seems to suggest that Gareth's got an absolute hog on him.
Do you reckon that's a stunt cock?
Do
we ever find out? Mackenzie, if you're listening, get in touch.
Well, he could catch a monkey, maybe. that's the one for me, is people who come into the office in lycra. And also, I think, is you get the people that they go... They go home in the evening.
Arseholes. He's just going home.
It's just part-time, isn't it? But the people that go home and they go into the gym, but they need to get dressed into their gym gear before they go home, before they get to the gym, just so kind of a...
It's like an attention thing. I'm going to the gym, so I'll just get changed here. Just get changed at the gym.
Does going to the gym even count if you don't tell everyone?
No, you know what I mean? Doesn't count. Or unless you've put a... What is it, Strava or Map My Run?
Oh, dickheads.
Unless you've put that on Facebook. Oh, I just ran 5K. I don't care. I've just eaten a pie. Don't hear me shouting about it.
It's the people that come in.
I can't breathe.
People that come in and you've got their own special teas and all that. Fair enough. But don't come in with a protein shake.
The nutritional, yeah. Everyone's got to have an identity, I think, and that's the thing. And if you can find it and it's you, then that's great. And you kind of become an expert in that field within your sort of group of colleagues, don't you? So you're the guy that watches what he eats. Great, well done.
If your personality and your category is the person that comes in lycra with a protein shake and tells you all about the latest fad they're on, then your group is knobhead. There's no... You're not the sporty guy. You're just a mong.
That's two cunts and a mong.
Wasn't that on Comedy Central?
It'd be a sitcom.
I don't agree with that in the workplace.
Brent doesn't take well the bombing, does he?
No, and I think
he struggles with that.
The fact that Neil managed to get warmth from sort of both sets of offices, probably, you know, that's puts him under a bit more pressure, really, doesn't it? He's got to win him over even more. He's even got to win his own team over now.
Yeah, he's sort of fighting from the off, isn't he? He's got that competitive streak anyway. Whereas he's saying he's not his boss, but now if being an entertainer was his thing, and Neil's taking that away from him as well.
Yeah, he's got nothing.
It's interesting that he's gone straight in with the gay stuff as well. You know,
I was thinking, because Neil sort of sets him up for that, doesn't he, a little bit?
Yeah.
And then it's almost like Brent hadn't prepared that.
I know David is feeling a bit worried about taking on all these new staff, because as manager, it's going to mean a lot more responsibility. He'll now have to delegate twice as much work. But there will be perks for him. I'm sure he's looking forward to having a whole new group of men underneath him.
He's thrown him.
Do you think he went off script too early? He thought of that while he was sitting down, and then it's not worked, and it's just, that's got it.
He's phased him.
Yeah, it's phased him. Get their attention.
Yeah, he's kind of, I think he probably has phased him a little bit in a way, because he's not expecting that kind of gags from Neil, is he? He's really thrown him off. He's absolutely gutted.
Yeah, he's not happy, and to be fair, you wouldn't be, because there's nothing worse than, well, I can imagine. I've never tried it, but I imagine bombing at stand-up must be horrific.
Yeah, it's not great.
Should we maybe try it? Should we go open mic?
Yeah, let's do it.
You can go first.
I just want to piss pronunciate and let my worms.
I'll tell my paper joke.
Good luck with that.
Excuse me, gentlemen. Dawn, so I've just realised you've been off reception for an hour, and I don't know if we're missing calls or what. Could you check? Do you check your messages? Is that all right? Thanks very much, mate. Cheers.
Tim's although everyone's having fun, Tim's just making sure Dawn's checking on those messages.
Yeah, he's got that professional image to keep up, isn't he?
It's another trait of a good salesman, you know. At the end of the day, time's money, isn't it? Messages. Don't want to miss them.
That's true.
I like Tim. Tim's working for me in this. I like the new Tim.
He's doing it for you.
Yeah, good top seller.
It's another example, though, isn't it, of Tim kind of stamping his authority on Dawn and that kind of relationship that they'd built. It's kind of...
Yeah, it's changed. The dynamics changed now. They're kind of not equal anymore, are they? And it's being made obvious.
Mm.
So yeah, it's Dawn. To be fair, she's, you know, she's sort of doing it, isn't she, and not really fighting back or questioning him. No. Maybe she feels that she can't because she sort of rejected him a bit, and now she's sort of like, well, fair enough. This is kind of how it's gonna have to be.
Well, she's only got herself to blame, isn't she?
Well, that's it. I mean.
So Charles goes, is it big in the bread bin? She goes, yes. Philip goes, could I put it in my mouth? She goes, yes. So the Queen goes, is it a black... Aya? Aya. So, were you telling a joke?
No, that was it.
Brent tries to get himself back in, goes for a second attempt. tries to bring out the big guns. Now he's bringing out the Camilla joke.
Neil didn't really warm me up properly, but here's one for you.
Well, sometimes an amateur will stitch up a professional. So.
It just gets worse for him, though. It's just trying even harder. It's not good.
The timing of it is brilliant. I mean, we've all told jokes that we probably shouldn't have, but you always have to look over your shoulder first, don't you?
Just see who's about.
Yeah.
He gets it. He's heard it before.
Yeah, he takes it good. Says it's funny.
Well done.
Well done.
Good.
And then straight away into the office.
Into the office,
been pulled in, people complaining.
Well, it's a shame this had to happen on Neil's first day, but I've just had a complaint from one of the new intake.
What complaint?
I can't believe that you think the way to welcome people is by telling racist jokes.
Wrong. No way. But he'd heard it before, right? He thought it was funny, so I don't know why he's complaining now.
It was a woman.
I assumed it was the new guy.
Yeah, I can see why.
Can you imagine? I can't imagine someone complaining at that. I think, obviously, they've got you for the plot. but in real life, I mean, I don't think that's
It happens. It happens. I know someone.
Oh no.
I know someone who was actually given a written warning in their job because sort of a few things that can be taken offensively, I suppose. he was at an awards ceremony and there was a Chinese person that went up to pick up an award. Someone said, "Is that so and so?" And he said, as a joke, "What are you trying to say? They all look the same." And someone complained about that.
Oh, no way.
And made a formal complaint. Same person.
I think saying they all look the same is probably, yeah, know, that's but it's,
but he
it,
was,
it is a joke, isn't it?
He was flipping on its head. Yeah. He was saying,
"Oh, you're saying you all look the same.
Are you trying to say they all look the same?" But I mean, he got another thing. Same guy. Someone asked if another person within the organisation was gay, and he said, "Oh, him." And he said it sarcastically. "Oh, him. Oh, yeah, he's mad for cuck." And
he seems like a funny guy.
And he got a written warning for that.
How many written warnings are you allowed?
I don't really know. It's nothing to do. I don't know his organisation, but yeah, that was.
It's funny you should say about the Chinese, though.
In fact, sorry to cut. He got another written warning. I think it might have been all encompassing in one written warning, because
a three-part written warning.
He's a white guy. He went up to a black colleague and said "Wagwan gangster." Someone who wasn't even the person he was addressing complained and said he was being racist.
See, that's, yeah, are you allowed to take offence on behalf of someone else? That's like,
you are, but it's a bit weird, isn't it? It's a bit wanky.
Yeah, because it's like kind of like sort of, what right do you have to be offended by something that hasn't affected you? Unless, I don't know, it's difficult.
It's a moral line, isn't it? I can find things offensive that don't necessarily affect me. You know, I find...
Yeah, but then can you complain on someone else's behalf? Can you be...
That's just society, isn't it? People do that.
I'm not offended, but I'm offended that you might have offended someone else.
Yeah, that's life, mate.
Yeah.
People are like that these days.
It's interesting.
Because people can't be offended about everything, they feel like, oh, I can't personally be offended, but someone must be offended. Therefore, I'm offended that they could be offended.
Yeah, you know, everyone's got a right to be offended, but it doesn't mean you're right.
Sound offended far too much.
offended. no, interesting. I mean, that's quite highbrow for us, really.
It is a bit.
Yeah.
Social commentary and all that.
Absolutely. I mean, maybe we could move into more, you know, political commentary. Brexit, I'm sure there's plenty of content there.
Oh, yeah, fucking hell.
It's for another day, but, you know.
Keep it light.
Keep it on the... What's the vibe? Oh, just chill. God, you're not going to lose your jobs.
There's going to be a lot of people who already have left their jobs. Rest in peace, Swindon branch of Honda.
Honda, yeah. God rest us all.
It's about a black man's cock.
Why is that racist? It just happens to be a black man's cock.
You're using the ethnic stereotype that all black men have large penises because you think that makes it funnier.
It's not an insult, though, is it? It's a compliment, if anything.
So what you're saying is that black people ought to be flattered that their only achievement in this world is having oversized genitalia?
I'm saying they shouldn't be ashamed of them.
It's a myth.
I don't know, Jennifer. I could show you a magazine where, literally...
Could you?
And that leads us on to a little quiz.
Nice.
First quiz of series two. I thought, yeah, why not? Let's make it about cocks. So,
just don't mention the colour. Could just say cocks.
Well, during the scene, Jenny says it's a myth that, you know, all black men have oversized genitalia.
Oh no. Where is this going?
Well, but I did a little bit of research, and effectively, as far as statistics go, there is a very minimal difference, apparently, which, as a white man, I'm sticking to. But basically, there was a guy, Jonah Falcon, and he is widely attributed to having the largest penis in the world.
Is that his real name?
I hope so.
It's quite a good stage name.
Decent name, isn't it?
Jonah Falcon.
And his penis went erect is A, 12.5 inches, B, 13.5 inches, or C, 14.5 inches.
Wowzers.
Geezer's got a pipe on him.
It's difficult because although it's the largest in the world, the numbers aren't astounding. I was expecting somewhere in the 20s, something like some random. Not to say that I'm in any way close.
I've got to say I'm a little bit with you there. When I saw the figures, I thought I'm sure I've seen films.
It's all about the angle.
Yeah.
What's that?
It's lighting, isn't it?
The guy that always goes around on every meme. Is it him?
No.
Because that's a weapon.
It's not real. Come on.
I thought it was real.
It's about 3 foot long.
Well, you know, you can live in.
So go on. Anyway. 12.5, 13.5, or 14.5?
I'm going to plump for 13.5.
It is 13.5. Yes. Yeah, 13. I'm with you, though. I was expecting high teens. I thought, you know, we're going to get towards 17, 18 inches here.
Well, there's hope, you know. There's hope for everyone out there with that.
Well, it's a bit like, will there ever be a boy born that will swim faster than a shark? Will there ever be a bloke born with a 20-inch cock?
Maybe. You know, I don't know if there's some sort of evolutionary request for it.
But I did see a thing when I was in Amsterdam. Long Dong Silver or something. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Like an arm.
That's worse than the worst.
Going down to more average people. The average length of a human penis. 5.4 inches. 5.8 inches or 6 inches.
Oh, are we talking...
This is the average size length when erect.
When erect again.
Always erect.
Always the same. Oh, you're right. I think it will be 5.8, was it?
It's 5.4.
5.4, that was it, yeah.
Made me feel a lot better.
5.4, yeah, it's interesting.
And
this is good knowledge.
Going as a I suppose you'd say a B question to that is girth. It's not all just about the length.
Well, apparently.
But the average girth, is it 4 inches, 4.5 inches, or 5 inches?
Is that like diameter?
Circumference, I would imagine.
Circumference, yeah. Interesting.
No, diameter, Jesus Christ.
Well, I'm thinking that's big, isn't it? you'd be like, was it called a chode? It's wider, girthier than it was long. What are the options again? Always the same.
Always the same. 4 inches, 4.5 inches, or 5 inches?
I'm going to go 5. I'm going to go for someone's like proper thick.
It's like a baby's arm.
Yeah, holding an apple.
No, it's B. 4.5 inches.
See, it's still pretty good.
So, 1 out of 3 on cocks?
Yep, I'm happy with that.
You need more practice.
Hey.
I'll send you some films. Okay, so as part B of this quiz...
Part B.
I've got a quiz based on magazines. Now, Gareth says that he can show Jennifer some magazines.
Oh, no.
I've got the names of 10 adult magazines.
Right.
And I want you to let me know whether you think they're real or fake.
I like it.
Okay.
I don't know. If I get loads right, don't read anything into that.
Well, there's a mixture of straight and gay.
Oh.
Just to warn you from the off.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
We're all about, you know, equality.
There's not a right way or a wrong way. No. Okay, so number one, Bent.
It's a good name for a magazine.
I'm more than happy to give you some background.
Go on then, if you've got background, I can't let it be wasted.
Okay, well, Bent is obviously a gay magazine. Would you believe? it features mainly muscle-bound men.
Seems a little bit offensive, but I think I think the background's done it. I'm going to go real.
It is real.
Yes. I'm glad it is.
Okay, so that's one from one.
Not sponsored, are we?
You never know.
Shout out to Ben.
The second one, Stop and Search.
That's got to be fake.
Do you want some background?
Yes.
Stop and Search is a niche, again, gay magazine based around mainly police and FBI style cop situations.
Oh, I really want it to be true, but I just don't think it is.
There's a lot of uniformed men.
It's a good name, though. Would you have come up with that on your own? The more I think about it, the more I think it might be real. I'm gonna go for it. Real.
It's fake.
Oh, I should have stuck my instinct. I didn't back you to be that creative. Fair play. That's well done.
Okay, number three, Flash.
Yeah, gotta be real.
He's real. It's fake.
Oh.
It was actually,
it's too obvious.
The idea was based around a dogging magazine. okay. Number four, Asian Fever.
Oh.
As you would imagine, it mainly based around Orientals. Both straight and gay versions.
Fever. Oh, so it's like a double.
There's different. There's different editions, yeah.
Two editions, yeah. Interesting. In that case, it's got to be real.
It is real.
Yes.
It is real. That's two for two.
Oh, we need to go and find some copies of these.
Okay, number five, Black Inches.
No way.
It's mainly a celebration of African men. And as you can imagine...
That seems to pander to the stereotype.
Black men with a bit of a length.
Inches, yeah. In the context of the episode of The Office, I'm going to go real. I hope that's the one that Gareth's talking about.
It may well be the one Gareth's talking about. It's real.
Yes.
Okay, number six, Flaps.
No. No.
No, straight off the bat?
No.
Okay. You're right. It's just fake.
Too obvious. Next. Okay.
Number seven, Rimmed.
Oh, I don't know why that's so funny.
It's another gay magazine.
I'm trying to think. I mean, how much content can you get out of the word rimmed? I'm going to go fake.
It is fake.
Yes!
I mean, that's what, 5-2?
Struggle for an editorial on that one. Yeah, I'm doing well.
You're doing well here. So this is what, number eight, Forever Hung.
Again, I hope that's really true. A lot of them seem to be... more gay magazines, Steve, that you found them harder to come by.
I just got them out of the loft.
Real.
It is real.
Yes. This is making me so happy.
That's what, six out of eight?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to start asking questions about this.
Nah, I shouldn't have to.
Bound and Gagged.
Oh, yeah, it's got to be real, surely. Loads in there.
It is.
Yes. Good. Have you got that one? Or
I stopped my subscription. Okay, so that's what? Seven out of nine.
I'm on for an 80%. Here we go.
The last one, Little and Large.
Ooh.
Bearing in mind a lot of the stuff that we talk about, this magazine centres around dwarves having sex with normal-sized people.
I just got a picture in my head. I hope it's real, but I don't think it is. I'm gonna go fake.
It's fake. Still, 8 out of 10.
What a day!
Surprisingly good.
Yeah, I've done well.
It's disturbingly good.
I mean, there are a lot of those magazines that, although they're not real, I think we could create.
They should be.
Yeah.
Yeah. If anyone out there fancies making Little and Large, then. You know, you can keep that. That's yours.
I think we need Liam to knock up some front covers for us. Liam, if you're listening, you heard it here first, kid.
Yeah, Liam, if you can knock us up,
keep on doodling.
If you can knock up a doodle of Stop and Search.
Yes, please.
But yeah, well done on that quiz.
Thanks.
You made up for the lack of knowledge in the Willy quiz.
Thoroughly enjoyed it. Thank you.
Some people can
take things the wrong way. Yeah. Oh, as an actor said to a bishop. And that's not a gay stereotype, the wrong way. I'm not saying that is the wrong way, I'm saying it's a way. And some women like it the wrong way, don't they? And they're straight. It doesn't matter if you're straight or gay, you know, a lot of people are. They're 1 in 10, apparently. That seems a bit high, doesn't it? But, you know, if you might be gay, I mean, if you are, good luck to you, you know. Just make sure it's legal and be safe, OK?
You see David comes out of the meeting with Neil. He kind of ties himself up in knots. Because
standard
he,
Brent.
He mentions about, you know, some people can be a bit take sensitive.
It, yeah, take things the wrong way.
And when he says, what people? he then has to kind of
backtrack.
Change it up again. And he ends up mentioning about gay statistics. and whether some men or women like it
the wrong way. Not the saying there is a wrong way.
Yeah.
Which there isn't.
I just love the way that when he comes out, gives him a pat on the back.
If you are, you know, make sure it's legal and always be safe. good advice.
Yeah, it's solid advice. You literally can't ask for any more than that.
Nope.
Especially these days.
Well, absolutely.
That just backs up the point where you've got to be careful what you say.
Yeah, there's a sort of undertone of PC in this episode, isn't there? And what you can and can't say, which is kind of ahead of its time a little bit, I guess, if you think about how old this episode actually is. But
yeah, this episode definitely wouldn't be aired now.
Yeah, I reckon.
It would get a lot of complaints.
Yeah, there'd be issues. The fact that Gareth says, you know, darkies instead of coloureds, as if coloureds is all right.
That's it. See, a lot of people can't keep up with what words are acceptable these days and what words aren't. It's like my dad, for example. He's not as cosmopolitan or as educated as me, and it can be embarrassing. You know, he doesn't understand all the new trendy words. Like, he'll say puffs instead of gays, birds instead of women, darkies instead of coloureds.
We all know from the news last week that, yeah, that's not on.
Absolutely. What was her name?
Diane Abbott. Or Amber Rudd, who called her.
Yeah.
Oh, political.
Political, yeah.
I mean, that is a disgrace in itself, but that's one for our Brexit political podcast.
Yeah, that's for our politics podcast. But yeah, absolute disgrace. You should be ashamed of yourself. We see after the new girl is introduced, you see Rachel takes the eye of Tim and the lads.
Yeah, new, I don't know, it's kind of like a just new stranger, isn't it? Always gets a bit of attraction.
Yeah, it's one of those, something different, something new. And
all the sort of regular girls get a little bit jealous. Same when the new guy comes in, like, oh, who's this?
Yeah,
it's a bit of fresh attention.
I hate when that happens.
It's just it's like throwing a new animal in a cage, isn't it? And it just sort of upsets the...
I know, it's tiring.
Yeah.
When I go into a new office and the rest of the guys immediately get jealous. It's just
Yeah, like, lads, look, just calm down. Look, yeah. I'm not gonna touch your birds.
Lads,
don't worry.
I'm married, it's fine.
Yeah. Look, bring on it.
But just know that I could. Right? but yeah, it's one of them where you've got Gareth, he thinks he's in with a chance. Tim seems like he's gonna sort of play it a bit cool. And Keith comes steaming in.
Keith just says it how it is, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's not fucking about.
He's he gets in, gets the job done, and fucks off. Chris Akabusi style.
Akabusi. Oh, God, his name hasn't been mentioned for anything for years. Is he still about?
Yeah.
He's on adverts now, isn't he?
Yeah, he's Ladbrokes advert.
Yeah, what's the advert? Ladbrokes, isn't it?
Akabusi or something.
Akabusi. Boost your Akka.
We're not sponsored by Ladbrokes, but if you want to. One thing that I definitely found different from the Swindon lot is their dress code. Very casual, especially the women.
Yeah, there's a lot of baggy shirts, a lot more kind of just sort of, just casual.
They even comment about Rachel's shirt saying, pop my pink.
Yeah.
Which is suggestive.
Yeah, I'd probably complain about that.
Would you? Would you be offended?
Yeah, that's offensive.
It's like having a...
It degrades women.
Which you hate.
No, I hate that.
It's like... having an FBI, female body inspector, have one of them shirts on.
Yeah, there's never ever been anyone who isn't hairy and about 20 stone wearing those t-shirts.
Absolutely.
It's only for fat guys. Insane. I think they only make them an extra large and up.
You've got to be
on Giacomo.
You've got to be some creepy Flinter. Fucker,
haven't you? Yeah, I'm a female body inspector. No, you're not. No, you're not.
Check that man's hard drive. he gets another warning for his ganja chat.
Yeah, advocating drugs.
He's just talking to him on their level.
Yeah, just, you know, that's what I do. I can relate to people on their level.
Just chill out.
Just chill out, yeah. I think, you know, it shows that he's trying too hard and he's got himself in a little bit of hot water. But I agree with him. I think the Swindon lot are a bit sensitive.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I mean, chill out. You know, it needs to be a sense of, you know, he's new and, like I say, he's trying too hard. But what, just because he mentions having a joint in a joking fashion.
We don't really ever find out who's complained either, do we? Whether it is anyone from maybe within his own team. But I wouldn't have thought it would be.
Not for that one. I mean, it was the Welsh girl and the other one about the
racism.
I'll probably blame her again. I think, you know, we said earlier about Neil being the new Malcolm. She is the new
Malcolm. She, it's the accent for me. And I'm probably alienating a few Welsh listeners, but
so I like the Welsh accent.
Oh, okay, 50-50, yeah. See, you know, but balance, that's what we're about.
The accent isn't the problem, it's her tone. She's very whiny.
Do you know what? I'll agree with that. Yeah. I'll revoke my statement about the accent, because it can be nice.
Welsh accent is very nice. Yeah. But hers in particular is horrid.
More Gavin and Stacey Welsh is my kind of Welsh.
Proper Welsh.
Yeah, not her.
Yeah. Oh, well. But she's a knob anyway. No, she's taken over in the Malcolm mantle.
Yeah, absolutely. The new Malcolm.
And then Gareth's back trying to pull Rachel.
It shows Gareth's total lack of kind of people skills, isn't he? Just a bit awkward. Just.
Yeah, Tim's trying to play it cool, trying to get a bit of information out, you know, and come straight out with it. Have you got a boyfriend or?
So, have you got a boyfriend or not? I don't think girls appreciate that.
I think it's a mix.
They always know if you're trying to get info, but
it's part of the game, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all about the game.
I don't think anyone likes just, if you walked up to someone, I quite like you, you've got a girlfriend.
I think you'd probably be arrested on the spot. Or close to. You get pepper sprayed.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
You sound like a freak.
Thanks.
Why is that what you do?
That's just what generally happens. People say I look like a freak. Wow. Yeah, that's it.
Understandable.
Dawn, hello. I've been checking my diary. I've been overlooking something, so have you, actually. There's a 20-minute window I've got here. It says to wind up Gareth with Dawn. So, shall we do that? Shall we? This way, please, madam.
Oh, no, please, I'm not in the mood. I'm working.
Gareth, just a quick one. Did you see that film last night, Gaylord Say No?
No.
So, Tim realises he's made a bit of an error, maybe, with Dawn?
Yeah.
Kind of retracts the seniority with her and says, look, Dawn, there's a gap in my diary. Time to wind up Gareth with Dawn.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to see. I mean, at the end of the day, you end up working with people and sometimes to get by, you just have to take the piss out of them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's the only way you can cope.
And it's nice to see that Tim and Dawn are still there. You know, there's the old Tim and Dawn that we love from Series 1. There's still something.
I think if nothing else, if they had decided to go down a completely different path when they were actually writing it, it would be a shame if they were just to sort of scrub out that whole potential storyline altogether.
Yeah, to be fair, the whole Series 1 is a setup, isn't it, for what later prevails. So I guess you had to kind of keep it going. But the fact that it almost disappears makes it even more special. So yeah, it would have been easier probably just to carry it on. So the fact that they kind of give us a little...
That was a little bit of a dip. A
little spin, yeah. It's nice. Thanks.
Yeah, the whole series is kind of... I mean, we'll come to it, obviously, in the later episodes, but it's all a bit of a up and down anyway, isn't it? You have the kind of ups and downs where she's... You know, they're a bit distant now, and then they get back to having their laugh, and then in the later episode, when she moves away and all this, and...
Yeah, it's real. It's, they've captured that reality perfectly, really. I think
Yeah.
As we've said, it, you know, it almost is real life in that sense. The way it's cleverly made to look like a proper documentary. And it's not the kind of fairy story, everyone lives happily ever after sort of trajectory of the story. It is actually has its issues and everything that we go through in real life.
Yeah.
Which is probably what gives it its credibility and its brilliance as well.
It's all a bit...
It's a bit deep, isn't it? It's a bit
proper, isn't
it? Yeah.
We don't do this. I mean, we'd like to talk more about the joke of Gaylord saying no. That's what we do.
That's, yeah.
This is what we do. You've got to trust us. You'll never listen to a podcast like this again. Fact.
I'm mainly talking to the Swindon lot here. Some of you seem to have got off on the wrong foot with me, yeah? I don't think, you know, you didn't like some of the jokes I told earlier. You've got to chill out, yeah? Trust me, this is what I do, all right? You will never work in a place like this again. This is brilliant, fact, yeah? And you'll never have another boss like me, someone who's basically a chilled out entertainer, yeah?
And then Brent emphasises the point that, you know, they may have got off on the wrong foot with him, the Swindon lot, and things aren't, you know, he's not a terrible guy, he's a great boss and they're going to love working there. And the fact that he puts himself out there as a chilled out entertainer,
yeah, that and that's stuck with him, didn't it, for forever?
Yeah, well, yeah,
that's what he does.
Yeah, I think this whole episode where he, you know, he sees it as a gig, and then he refers to himself as an amateur being, or as a professional being stitched up by an amateur in Neil, and then with this is what I do. I'm just a chilled out entertainer. It's almost bringing that delusion of being a full-time comedian.
Yeah, exactly. He wants to find out who's made the complaint. We do find out. It's the, you know, yeah, that's what you got in common, Swindon. You know, you don't know me. That's exactly it. And I think she's got a point. Like you said, you know, why should it only be black people that can be offended by racism?
Yeah.
First sensible thing she said all day. There's a lot of lot of good topics, a lot of good sort of undertones in this, you know, the PC side of things, offence. I think Ricky Gervais talks a lot about that personally, doesn't he? And offence and jokes and who can and can't be offended and whether it's right or wrong. And, you know, sometimes you can think maybe he's gone too far with that, etc. But it's, you know, it's up for debate.
Offence is a personal thing, isn't it? Just because somebody finds something offensive doesn't make it offensive. You can be offended about something, it doesn't mean that it's offensive.
Oh no, absolutely. It's
you can be offended that someone else is offended.
Yeah,
don't ever apologize for something you've said. The moment you apologize, you lose all credibility. Simple as that.
Yeah, it is interesting. I do like the offense debate, because, you know, is there a right and wrong?
To an extent, there's some things you can't say, but I suppose, again, it's all individual, isn't it?
But should they, you know? Like Brent says, there are no limits to his comedy. There are a few things he won't joke about.
Yeah. Well,
handicapped.
I won't laugh at the handicapped.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if it was up to me, it'd be full of them.
Oh, dear. And there's your racist.
I do like the fact that he's an Indian fella.
See, even that is borderline.
used to be one up here, didn't like it.
Left to him.
I suppose there is a point. You only ever see two ethnic people in the whole of the series.
Yeah, true.
But they've got a little wheelchair one, so diverse.
Ticking boxes.
Yeah.
Left, right, and centre.
They've had Anton as well. Anton, infamous midget.
Yeah. We never see him again.
No.
Maybe he did get made redundant. Probably didn't have to pay him as much.
I guess his clothes cheaper. And Brent even drops the melting pot line, which clearly leads on to Tim and Dawn. Tim and Dawn dancing, singing.
Some sporadic dancing in the office. Bad timing.
Yeah, just a bit.
If you want to pick a time to dance with a
sort of
girl whose boyfriend's just about to walk in, not ideal.
Yeah, I suppose that's where the the whole episode itself comes right round. Because at the start of the episode, Lee and Tim were fine. Dawn and Tim were a little bit off of each other. Come to the end of the episode, Dawn and Tim are loving life, and Lee and Tim have a major fallout.
Yeah,
sticks Lee's, him up against the wall.
Lee's not happy, is he?
Yeah,
reacts a bit.
A little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of, I guess it shows it over, it gives an impression as to what their relationship's like.
But he's a geezer, isn't he?
If you're getting that insecure that your missus is just dancing with another man, like, and you have to just throw him against the wall. In a public office as well, it's not like anything's going on.
No.
A bit weird, that reaction for me.
Yeah, well, some people like that. Some people are just insecure.
Yeah, agreed.
So yeah, in summary, probably one of my favourite episodes, I'll be honest.
It kind of, you kick back off with a banger, don't we? There's a lot going on there. There's a lot that they've set up that we'll just see evolve now. So the relationship between Brent and Swindon, Neil and Brent, Tim and Dawn.
Aside from it being a comedy, I think the fact that there are so many new relationships make it, as a TV programme in itself, fascinating, because there are so many links and so many different branches that it's going to go off on.
It's almost like a soap.
Yeah.
All these different characters coming in and different relationships, different boiling points for each one.
I suppose it's with Brent, he has that kind of that experience of someone coming in and taking what was his.
Yeah.
So I suppose it's like when you come back from your summer break, you come back to school and, you know, you've got some new crayons and nobody's allowed to touch those crayons because they're your crayons. But then someone higher up, like a teacher or something, says that other people can suddenly use your crayons. So other people come along and they're touching your crayons.
What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, don't you know? Crayons. Well, that's the first episode of season 2 in the bag. Glad to be back. Hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I certainly did. Lots of topics brought up there. I'm sure we can discuss now throughout the week on our social media.
Yeah, you can get in touch with us on Twitter at @outofofficepod_.
Yeah, or emailing outofofficepodcast@gmail.com.
What's the Instagram?
Instagram, you can get us on @outofofficepod, where we do a little bit more behind the scenes. We are going to ramp that up a bit more. We need to do some more Instagram stuff. So, give us a follow and we'll repay you with some behind the scenes content. You might even get to see us.
Maybe.
Yeah, probably not.
We're trying to get in touch with our new features. I don't agree with that in the workplace, so we want to hear the sort of stuff that gets on your nerves in the office. And if we get enough of it, we'll revisit some of our other features from the past.
Yeah, Kettle Over a Pub, I think, it's still there. Canterbury Tales, so your office pranks and office achievements, we still want to hear those. Obviously, we appreciate, we don't want to get you guys stitched up. But yeah, if you can send them in, maybe spin them in a little bit, so there's an air of anonymity, then that's fine. But it just helps us have to think of less to talk about, really.
Yeah.
Work we have to do, the better it is for everyone.
Do our work for us.
Yeah.
That's what we're basically saying.
But we really can't thank you enough. Series 1 was really enjoyable to do. We've thoroughly enjoyed this whole process so far. And we want to try and make this a really popular, really good podcast. We want you to enjoy listening to it as much as we enjoy making it. So your contributions will only help with that. So any ideas, any feedback, please do like and review, share it on iTunes for us. Let's try and drive this forward. Team effort. Come on, team. Yeah.
Come on, team. What we need is a great big mountain pot.